Welcome to What's Your Sign? I'm Julia Loken.
I'm Stevie Goldstein.
And I'm the radio of this podcast.
Oh, like a car radio or like a...
any radio.
I feel like podcasts walkie-talkie. Are radio. It is. I agree.
Today I was having that kind of flashback of like, you know, when you're a kid and your parents listen to like talk radio, you're like, put on anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like, oh, I'm one of these people.
Are you doing talk radio? Like,
well, I'm like a podcaster.
Radio? Oh, but talk radio. I mean, my family, like if it's on the AM versus the FM, it's like its own brutal sense of bore.
Some people would call us, if we've read the reviews, talk radio in the sense yeah, that we're talking about.
I'm more like squawking radio.
I don't think we're like, you know, no, what my parents would listen to, but it is just interesting that I like this kind of thing now.
Well, I do think that opens up something in your brain of that as an idea of like a possibility, even though it didn't necessarily inspire in you like a dream to be a radio personality or whatever. I think it does just like put something in your brain that goes, someone's job is just talking
radio
about stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
just to gap. Yeah. But like some mediums are just so old. Like we're still listening to just people on the talk box and books, and human stories remain.
I've been listening to the radio because I don't have my car right now. I have another car that does not have that my like phone doesn't connect to.
Oh, so you're on the radio.
Yes, which I low-key love. One, because I love like the spontaneity. I like that you just, it is like shuffle with commercials, you know.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
I like shuffle, but it also has just been making me, it's interesting to hear what commercials still are on the radio, because there always comes a point, no matter what. I do try to do my best to like listen to an NPR or a local kind of like independent station when I can. But sometimes I need to make sure that my like energy is a certain level. And so I'm like, I gotta be putting on classic rock right now, because I can't go that.
She can't come to anything else.
Sorry, you can only come if White Snake is blasting. No, but you know what I mean? Like I'll listen to like jazz or something like that, but I'm like, I gotta bring energy to work right now. So I need something.
I've been listening to it in the car too.
Yes. I mean, it's fun, but well, it's wild to hear what commercials still exist. Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Low pressure.
Just, yeah.
I do like going like, hey, I'm just gonna switch it when I'm done with whatever is on and see what's next, and it's up to them, you know. But there does inevitably come a point. Oh, that's what I was saying. There comes a point when all of the stations are on commercial.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You do have to listen to commercials at one point. And I do think that there is something like beneficial, almost, not to commercials themselves, because they are selling products and they are seeding discontent in your life or whatever, but there is something to having to listen to something that's like not your decision, and developing that kind of like tolerance and space to do whatever it is that you do, that I think that we lose when we're just able to look through anything that we want at any time. Do you know what I'm saying?
I like it too. I think that for me, I do prefer it on my television apps too, because I just need a break. And I think for me, for just my personality type, I don't like it. It's not like I like commercials and I like watch them on my spare time. But I sometimes like, I'm really, I get really bad road rage. And it's just a reminder of like, you need to take a break. There's like mm-hmm. other, you know, there's other, I don't know. It breaks stuff up in a way that doesn't let you get in your, sometimes, like you said, you need to be in a flow. You want to get things going in a certain direction, but it's not always the case for me.
Commercial breaks are back.
They remind me too of like things that, again, like just because you're not going through something doesn't mean that someone else doesn't need this service, or that there aren't needs or whatever that you're like maybe not aware of too, which is funny, because I always hear ones for like medical things or car fixing, which makes sense because it's like who is listening to the radio, and when you're listening to the radio is like in your car, you're thinking about your car, your whatever,
but driving all- someone else's car because your car is in the shop. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me. Yes, exactly. Tell me this is what kind of scam is this? And I keep hearing this commercial. This it's funny because it reminded me that the last time I had this car was July because I wrote this down. There's a commercial that comes on that just goes like, oh my gosh, I'm always strapped for cash too. Go to, if you want to get $750 cash, claim your cash at, and then it's like the name of the month, 23.com.
Whoa.
And then they say, I have not gone to this yet, but this has to be a scam. But can you, can it be if it's a commercial on the radio?
Of course.
Okay.
I think in America, absolutely.
Like, okay. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. This is all I need to hear.
I mean, we are in California. Like, I don't know. Like, it makes me think of like injury attorneys. Like, there's so many things that are like, how is this allowed or like, you know, part of scammery? But I mean, if this works, can someone let us know? Because like that sounds
so great. They can sponsor this episode.
That sounds really easy. I would like that.
Yeah, I don't think, I think it, I mean, what comes to mind for me is like, it's a thing that searches if you have any, you know, like, city fund. That, unclaimed like, fund.
But that's a guaranteed amount. So that's.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know if they probably have a disclaimer that says it's not a guarantee and all that. I don't know.
I've gone to the site. I'm on the site now.
And we've lost Julia.
I know. Sorry. Bye. I got my $750 like, and I'm gone.
It's like manifesting. Just claim it. It's yours.
Okay. It says this is complete 20 deals.
Oh, no. Yeah,
to claim $750 to your cash account.
No.
And then it also says cash account, which to me says something else. This
that
is like
seems
a rewards,
like not real money. Yeah.
A reward that's situation.
Like I Walmart fell for the, funding or something.
I fell for Temu and was like playing the Temu game for a minute because I saw a TikTok. Temu. It's like a website. You've probably gotten the ads for it or you've like seen Temu products. It seems like a place where you can just buy. Can you buy stuff there or do you have to like, is it through points?
You can just use regular
money?
Okay. I think so. As far as I know, they had a big Super Bowl ad in the last Super Bowl because no one knew what it was. And then it was something where it was real funky and kind of, I don't remember what was weird about it. Bright colors and I don't remember what else, but loud music. And I think that kind of started interest in it. And then, yeah, now it's on TikTok a lot. But I do think you can just buy stuff. I don't know. You know,
they just send you all these things of like, you've been chosen. You're getting these kinds of coupons. You're getting this gift jackpot thing. Do this, whatever. But I saw I was like, okay, other people are doing these kind of like get money scam kinds of things on TikTok. And it'll be like, don't show that many people. Go to this website. If you do this right now, you could get these things for free or whatever. And I saw one that was like, get $300 cash. And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going.
This reminds me of like Brad Trammell. I don't know if you can follow that Instagram account, Brad Trammell. It's just like a good like meme aggregation. I think he's an artist as well. Okay. But I remember like one, it's a very funny Instagram, but it was like one compilation. It's like, there's just too many people with like that, like really like soy face, like, oh, like YouTube thing. That's like, I will teach you how to make $1 million in 1 month. And it's like, there's just not. That's not real. And even if it is, then it's like money in like a Temu account or something like that. Or it's just not real. And also it's the labor of it is also not worth it.
I feel like I have to do one of these a life quarter, not a year quarter, but I'll go like 12 years not falling for any kind of scam like this. And then I'll get a thing and I'll know it's a thing. I'll know it's that kind of whatever, but I'm like, all right, I got to at least like look.
So you hear that like Julia's ready for your next scam if you have one for her. That's team. They
got it. Got to work. I talked about being an Amway on this.
Well, then it's
like
not
a
scam. Then it's just a lucrative offer.
My friends were doing Amway and I was like, oh, fuck it. I'll do it, which is just like a pyramid scheme, you know, selling thing. And I went to like one meeting. And then they like tell you how to do the thing. But once you set up the thing, you see that it's like not possible to do. It was like, I'm selling what, like laundry detergent through my website for people. Yeah, no. Like, who is buying this? This is insane.
Wait, Temu is weird. I'm looking at it now. It's like everything's like a dollar, but it's like things that should not be a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's like slime that cleans your car. And like,
yeah. It's everything.
This is not this is not a sponsored ad, obviously.
I feel like it's a like
this is just like Alibaba or something. It's just like
I feel like it's a little more Shein likes like Shein walked so Temu could run, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Like,
100 100
But wow. I don't know. I'm in a no buying phase. I mean, I am like buying. Don't worry. I'm still contributing to our economy. I'm just trying not to buy stuff I don't need and like to use stuff I have more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just haven't clicked because I'm like, I know I can't stop myself.
No, this stuff looks like crap. Like this is like genuine crap.
Yeah.
I mean, this just, I think people just need Spencer's gifts is what I'm hearing. Like, I think people want a place you can go and have catch all weird, like gifts, like, right. Like where it's like, oh, it's a bunch of random shit in here, but this is like a true hell portal. I mean, look with caution. If you're a compulsive shopper, this could be dangerous, but I also don't even believe these things will come.
That's what I mean. I'm like, there's not,
they come. I have
also friends. This is an entertainment.
I have friends that have stuff. I have friends that have stuff.
If you work at Temu, like we're just it's a comedy pod, babe. We're just talking.
I've almost said this person's name 4 times, but I'm not going to say it because I don't know if they'd be embarrassed. But I will type it in the chat. And this person, has,
I know. Yes, I was like, I know someone who has stuff, who has pants, and I think it is. I can also probably confirm that I think this is my fault because they were there when I was getting scammed by Temu, trying to do this thing, trying to spin the wheel, get enough points.
Well, I have my own version of this, which is I told you, Julia, I was playing a game online that sends you, it costs money and it sends you prizes in the mail.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I had to stop playing it because I'd given a lot of money to it. And so, yeah, I feel like, you know, we all have our little, and again, I'm not going to name that game because it's so addictive and you won't be able to stop. Like, I don't want to be on there either.
We'll name the games and the people on Patreon, patreon.com/ What's Your Sign Podcast. Speaking of, support your independent radio channels, your NPRs, and support us. Yeah. And this is just not, this is nothing, but I was just thinking of radio things. I'm just remembering like a period of my high school life where my dad's Astro van only got one radio station, and it was, I can't remember the numbers, but it was The Fish, which was a Christian radio station. So I was like only listening to Christian radio like every other weekend for a few months, and wasn't that bad. There was some Amy Grant-esque, I don't know if she was Christian,
there are, but like, they try to like make marketable music.
Was marketable music. I was like, if you don't listen to the words, it kind of connects at this time in the mid 2000s.
Amy Grant was a crossover sensation, secular music and Christian. So you're right. There would have been some Amy Grant.
I remember Amy
for sure. There also was, I feel like, in the late 90s, a kind of like,
there was a pop punk.
There wasn't, it was like there was an infiltration where there were some mainstream hits that happened to be by Christian artists. The one that I'm thinking of, Creed. What I'm thinking of too is Jars of Clay.
Oh, Jars of Clay.
That,
yeah.
Like, was like, I remember being like, oh, this is a song, and then my dad being like, this is a Christian band.
Wow.
Like,
well, and POD,
okay, never mind.
POD, technically. Yeah, yeah.
But I've heard Christian music in lifts several times, and it does take you, it takes you a minute to go, mm-hmm. like, oh, is this some?
I thought you were gonna say it takes you higher. No, I was like, where's she going with
kind
this?
Of raises you up in a weird way.
Honestly, this maybe is too much of a tangent, so I'll rein it in. But a thought that I had today was like, I think that becoming Christian is like my greatest fear. That's something.
It is Sagittarius season, folks. That is
something.
That is...
it's something would happen in my life where I would be like, I guess I got to become a born again Christian.
It happens.
Like what? I don't know what it would be. I can't even conceive of what it would, but I know that there's something that happens in people's lives. Like I'm sure I do have that bottom. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
I don't know that it's the worst thing. I mean, there yes. are, I don't think, type I don't think, Christian. Yeah, that's, I don't yeah. think you would fall into one of the like harmful branch is yes. just from knowing you. I, that may not be the case. Like, you know, shit happens okay. to everyone, but I feel like there are some more progressive, at least like here in LA, there are definitely some super progressive churches and stuff, and it wouldn't be the worst.
Yes.
Thing
for- I don't mean that. I mean truly.
No, like when we say, when you're saying, no, when I mean,
like, saying the scary, evangelical, the scary one. Yes. I knew what you meant. Yeah, no, I just,
it's, no, thank you. a guy came, I was on the train last night. A guy came on the train with a Bible and he was like, hey, everybody. And I was like, oh no. He's like, if you're on this train, you've been blessed by Jesus tonight. Have a great night. And that was it. And I was like, honestly, that I'll was like, it. That could have converted me. Cause I was like, yeah. he had like a kind of like Richard Linklater character vibe, like a very like moseying on like Texas casual. And I was like, huh, like, mm-hmm. no, I'm not coming to talk to you. I'm just blessing you and going about my day and kind of hit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So this is very sad season. I was blessed by Jesus last night. And,
well,
and
I mean, I'm so, you know, I'm as one, what's it called? One step away from you, or like one, yeah. one degree
of separation.
I guess I'm just blessed yeah, you, to have you.
You're blessed. You're blessed by being in my Zoom. Yeah,
exactly.
Radar.
Exactly.
But people, I think this, I mean, we got, you know, take a shot, Saturn and Pisces. I think people are definitely finding faith of some kind is going to be high on the agenda for the last
few years. You know what it is, I think, or that made me think of that, and we can use this as our segue into Sag season, because I think it fits, and it's very, as a Sag, I think resident this Sag. Is, yeah, as the resident Sag, resident psycho, I think that, like, I noticed so many like license plate frames and stickers and all of these things. That's like a thing that we all do normally. But then when you notice the kind of like, oh, there's these ones that I like that are like angel numbers and woo woo and Grateful Dead stickers and, you know, funny slogans,
the good stuff
or a hilarious vanity plate that I go like, this means something. But then when I'm seeing all of these, like, you know, Jesus is the way, the truth, the light license plate in front of me at an also opportune moment or something like that, I go like, would I be, could there be the right sign or something that would make me go like, well, if I'm listening to these things, if the license plate says it, I simply must abide. Mm-hmm. Like that kind of logic. And I don't think that that's true. And I think that that's something that, like,
maybe more religions need these types of license plates. You don't really see this for, like, I fucking love being Buddhist, like license plates, or like,
well,
like,
cause I
Judaism
think
rocks, like, get on board. Like, I feel like Christianity is like particularly bumper stickery. So the signs of running into them are more frequent.
Well,
yes.
The last few times it's been someone cutting me off.
Hell
and
yeah.
then I'm like, oh, you have a Jesus sticker? Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm sure Jesus was cutting people off. That's mm-hmm. that's where I think that's why a lot of other religions probably don't,
because of course
the advertisement that people can see also your bad behavior and like stuff like that. I don't know.
And did it's Jesus also like, drive? I'm just kidding.
Jesus can drive for
hell
sure.
Yeah. Why do you think they say Jesus take the wheel? Come on,
shit. It was right there. Damn, no. Jesus drives and he drives like shit. But if as long as you're sorry and repent for it, it's okay.
It's fine. Accident forgiven.
Jesus is just all right with me.
Let's talk about Sag season 2023.
Sag.
Yeah. Hell yeah. We start on the 22nd. Sun moves into Sag at 6:02 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Obviously, adjust any of these for your time zone. It might be a little bit different. We are working out of Los Angeles, California, so that is why we're doing that, as if that needed explaining. But there we are.
It helps. Also, the religious stuff, too, just to come back, if you're never listened before, don't know anything about Sag. Sages are philosophical signs. Sages are our wanderer, are looking out to the heavens, our sign that encourages us to explore the things that we believe in. So religion and philosophy and even astrology gets looped into Sag things. So this, anytime the sun's in Sag, I think this can be a real time to explore what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's higher learning and chosen learning. Mm-hmm. So it's oftentimes, I think that religion doesn't fall here because a lot of places we don't get to choose it. And especially at certain ages, we don't get to choose what type of thing we go to. And then at a certain point in life, when you do make those choices, it can really become those things. Same with the other things you mentioned, like philosophy and astrology. Like, you're not taught really a philosophy on life in elementary school, so to speak. But these are kind of those broader, like, headier topics. And it's more about things you would choose to learn about rather than things you... It's not addition, multiplication, subtraction, like stuff that you're taught. Yeah.
But it's in that, like... Well, let's say like me growing up Catholic, it's like I chose later in life to be like, no, thank you. Like
exactly.
That's,
and
you know,
that's you following your kind of Sag or ninth house stuff. Where for other people going into Catholicism might feel like they're
Sag. I think there's something, and this goes for all of the signs that you kind of, you know, we're thinking of them in order. And so we're also thinking of them in like a developmental sense, an age sense of like a person's progression too. And I think that there's something about Sag that is about creating a through line through something. And so you almost have to, in order to be able to choose for yourself what it is that you believe, you have to have a bunch of experiences that you can then kind of like tie together and create connections and create a narrative around. And without that's not there yet. And so I think that makes sense of the kind of, this is something that you're choosing to do because it is upon some level of reflection or experience or kind of like collected wisdom that has to kind of build on it. I know we don't think necessarily of Sag in that way maybe, but I think that is so much about Sag energy, is the like the through line. It's the things that are connected and blowing it out, and that is like the philosophical of it. It's not the rules of like how to be a person necessarily, or the fundamentals that teach you how to like function. It's the like life force behind all of it that only comes when you can go kind of on autopilot with the other stuff.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be big heady ideas to fall in Sag either. I think, you know, choosing to get super, super like higher learning about, say, physical education or something, like, you know, something that you want to go into as a profession or teach or do, like, it doesn't have to be like spiritual, so to speak. It could be like, I want to be a yoga teacher. Well, I guess yoga teacher somewhat can be spiritual too. But it could be learning about soccer or whatever. Yeah.
It's like whatever you, with your own free, fiery will, want to embark on. It makes sense. I like this like through line thought of like building with the archetypes too, because like Scorpio does like investigate and look back at family history and go back to the root. And then Sag is like, cool, like maybe I like a little bit of Buddhism and a little bit of the religion I grew up in, or a little bit of whatever it is, or I'm just like a sun worshiper or what have you. And then Capricorn's really out there maybe like implementing what they've built and learned in their lifetime.
What does that inspire us to do?
Being the person that they want to, you know, see in the world and all of those kind of things.
And my only, this is a loving read for some Sag and Sag placements in general, is like, sometimes my beef with Sag can be they act more experienced than they are. And then it's like, I just want to be like, but have you done this? And then they're like, well, no, but I've read a lot about it and I've thought a lot about this. And it's like, go back and do it and then talk to me. Maybe this is my earth sign, this, but I've had some like Sages like, why are you commenting on, you know, this thing about Uruguay? You know, like, you don't even know what this is, like, is, but it's like, you've heard about, it's like wanting to be, I think it's like an earnest wanting to be included in the combo. But yeah, then sometimes where it's like, I don't know if you know about this.
I think there's also a way that Sag can flatten things into everything can make sense and be, there can be a through line through anything. And so I do have the ability to comment on whatever without the experience, because this overall philosophy gives me access and entryway. And that's something that is both like cool, but also can be rude, can be out of place, can be losing words in my brain, but also like not empathetic to people actually experiencing a situation that have actual experience with it. It can be, you know what I mean? All of those things. But I think it, at the core of it is wanting to make sense of wanting the world to fit in a certain way where everything works. It's like these universal principled things that should be able to apply to any situation. That's not reality.
Mm. Yeah.
But it is an admirable endeavor, perhaps, but one to watch for.
Love Sagittarius, just obvious. I love Sagittarius. I feel like that a Earth sign, or especially Taurus, can clock them a little bit on that. Just because so course. Many fucking prominent Sag placement people in my life, I'm always like, "You're so funny. You're just out here being so saggy. We are quincunx, baby." But
it's true.
We're digging into that on the 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Sun moves into Sag at 6:02 a.m. On that day, we also have a Venus opposition to Chiron. Mm-hmm. Venus in Libra at 15 degrees and 59 minutes, opposing Chiron at 15 degrees, 59 minutes of Aries. I think that on this tip, kind of think too of the like, not this feels a little more, not necessarily a subdued Sag season, but one where we want to be responsible with our Sagging. Kind of like what we're talking about, of going like, you know, these, I think the enthusiasm is welcomed, and the kind of thinking how can we connect and how can we make these things bigger, but also being mindful of people's feelings, of people's experiences, of popping off just to pop off and saying it. You don't have to just like say the most outrageous thing you can think of. The moment might not call for that, and kind of having these like moments that rein it in, or just give the reminder. Again, it doesn't mean that you don't have free will and you can't do whatever you want, but just being mindful that you do have consequences.
Yeah.
I think this being, you know, night before American Thanksgiving speaks a little bit to that opposition. It's one thing to, you know, obviously everybody has different beliefs. I think many people have different beliefs from the people they spend Thanksgiving with. I think it's been a couple years of us not necessarily being gathering in the home and doing everything like all the way out. And so it is kind of this thing of like, oh yeah, like I am at this person's home or whatever. Like you have to behave a certain way in someone else's home, whether it's like, and not to say that you should like take shit from your family or whatever, but you know, you just be respectful of other people's like dishware and their more so than you do at your own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like I think this is a subdued Sag season is like, I feel very on the money because I think it is. It's the mutable square of it all. Like I think the mutable signs are getting checked a little bit. Like squares do ask us to act differently. And I'm referencing, you know, Saturn Pisces and then also Neptune in Pisces. Like we're going to at the early and late degrees get check-ins from both those planets. And I wrote down like it feels like a really grounded Sag season. I wrote a lot of housekeeping, you know, like it's kind of just I think it's even just getting back to like a more internal Sag season, maybe than an external Sag season. Doesn't mean we can't have fun. It's always Sag season. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
The transitions in the seasons are interesting to me too, because not only are they getting those Saturn squares, but like it's also like we're going to have another Pluto square at the end of the next cardinal season. And so it is something where it's like, I don't know. Like it's just the planets are going in order. And of course I'm always like, wow, this blows my mind, but it is really like, oh yeah, we're going to have a little break from that. And we're going to see it get revisited. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes. The lessons keep lessening.
as you mentioned on the 23rd, we'll have a sun square to Saturn, sun at 0 degrees and 50 minutes of Sag, squaring Saturn at 0 degrees and 50 minutes of Pisces, now direct. That's happening at 1:47 a.m. And I think, again, this speaks to that same kind of a little bit of restraint, a little bit of, you know, adjusting, keeping a positive. To me, it's like keeping the attitude of Sag, of enthusiasm and that, mm-hmm. but also applying some empathy, some tenderness, some kind of Piscean, some water in there too, of it again being like, yeah, we can't just bulldoze over people's feelings and stuff.
Like, feels like also like very little goals or something. Maybe yeah. Sag can be very big. Same with Pisces. So maybe like things like if getting up and brushing your teeth and doing like the little stuff is all you can do. Those are still things that one like, good job.
Mm-hmm. I think, again, this also could be a time where we're talking about, you know, just delays. And again, forgive us because we're focusing on from the American perspective here, but that is Thanksgiving and the like, yeah, that it's just busy, that you can't, things might be sold out, mm-hmm. things might be tense, you might have to hold your tongue, it might be that sort of thing. But I think in terms of what you're saying, Stevie, of the like little victories, it also could be like, yeah, I wasn't fully self-expressed at that thing, but I didn't also like start a fight and do yeah. a thing, and it was maybe not the most comfortable and enjoyable, but it was also just like a thing to kind of get through or whatever it is, or breaking through and going like, today I'm not going to make a joke at the thing. I think that's very Sag of saying like, how about instead of glossing over the like emotional kind of gratitude somberness of this thing, how about you sit in that a little bit and don't be the clown at the table. Let people be emotional and tender or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm. There's no need to be rude. I am a clown at the table. And
at the little clown's table.
Yeah. And I think also in like little surprises and stuff, it's those. Have you ever been to Black Friday, like to Target on accident? You know, you're coming home Friday night from something after Thanksgiving and you're like, oh, shoot, I forgot to pick this thing up. You stop. I don't know if this has happened to anyone else. And you're like, what happened in this Target? You know, it takes you a minute to remember like, oh, shoot, it's Black Friday. And then usually by the time you get to the register, like something you got is on super slash sale and you're like, oh, this, yeah, that was a fun surprise. Not what I would have expected. But yeah, just, I don't know, keeping all of that stuff in mind. Like, I think we've seen enough like airplane Karen videos to remember to be on our best behavior, yes. that people are fighting for Nintendos and whatever else.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I think that's important. Because the next day Mars moves into Sag. So we are getting, you know, some extra kind of firepower, which I think can be good and bad, you know, again, where I'm like, that feels to me that like we were holding back the day before and then we get a Mars, like go on a walk, go scream into your pillow sort of thing too. But it's not, doesn't mean burn it all down, because we are adding fuel to this flame.
And it's your birthday.
And it's my birthday.
Yeah. And I don't always bring up some of the asteroids, but Ceres moves into Sag that day too, which just really? Feels extra. Yeah, and that's motherhood, nurturing, yeah. Okay. All, you know, that kind of, okay. you know, earth connection is in Sag. So I think too, maybe doing, you know, I come back to nature a lot with it, maybe doing nature things that are Saggy. Maybe it's horse stuff or you know, going somewhere you haven't been, or I don't know, just or reading those books that you wanted to do. I think whatever connects you into that nurturing Sagittarian energy.
I think something that doesn't get talked about with Sag, as much as Sag is, you know, evasive, and you know, everyone will always be like, oh, not commit, uncommitted and mm-hmm. flighty, whatever. I think there is also, I like this Mars and Sag as keeping some focus as well, because I think that it still is like eye on the target and something too. So it is like you're going to get it maybe some extra energy. So don't get distracted with it. Don't blow it on like the, use this energy to, again, not like get in this dumb argument over something you don't really care about. Use it to like, I don't know, do whatever project you're working on, do advocacy programs, figure out a big, you know, party that you're planning, you know, I'm thinking of terrible examples, but
I never think of Sag as flighty or like non-committed, and maybe just because like maybe it's just because a lot of the Sagittarius, I know I have a lot of Cap and Scorpio placements, but like, what is it? Like, is it like a restlessness? Is it like I do think the rebranding, there should be a bit of a rebranding from like flighty or non-committed, because I just like,
I think it's, and maybe because I was just talking to my aunt who's a Sag, but I think it's like there's a go with the flow. Like there's a very like so whatever, we're doing Thanksgiving planning and she's like, oh, I'm so glad we're doing this thing, and I go, oh yeah, why is that? Well, I'm just so glad you're coming. I'm like, nah, what is it? Is it because you don't have to do it? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, yeah, well, like, it's cool because you, she probably was planning on doing something that day if, you know, if someone else didn't invite, blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, oh, I'm so glad I get to just go with the flow and kind of be a part of the fun instead of having to like force it and make it happen. I don't know.
There's like an openness to be go where you're guided. But then maybe this comes back to relationships. Maybe then, but if you always do that, then you're not stating your needs or like saying the thing that you need from the other person. So like going with the flow, I could see leading to maybe like
some issues,
resentment maybe, or something that can come and then they bail. Maybe this is where, maybe this is the like algebra of like how the flightiness of Sag can work. Cause I feel like when they're in, like if it's on, it's on. But maybe it is just,
yes,
oh, like this Thanksgiving every year is this. And now I get it. And now maybe Auntie will get like bored of the family.
I think there's something where it's like, you know, and I think this is what's hard to quantify about any of the mutable energies is that it is like, it is the party guest or whatever. Like it's the person that comes and is like gonna bring the right energy, hopefully. Not always, you know, I'm not saying that all mutables are the ideal. Yeah, not all Sagittarius, not all mutables. But I think the intention is to be just what's needed at the moment, whether that be the joke, the hug, the fact, the, you know, oh, I'm Virgo, I have this thing in my purse, whatever, always prepared for every situation. But I think that in Sag energy, because it is like life force and enthusiasm, it's fire, it can be someone who like always comes to the party and never brings a dish and never picks out the thing, never states where it's going to be, is just always like showing up and kind of is there. And so I think that you're right in that like resentment sense of going like, yeah, like maybe you didn't bring a dish, but wash the dishes this time or something, be, take a moment out of just being there and being entertaining and being yourself and burning the flame and let someone else burn for a second. Pick up the trash while you let someone, or like let someone sit down or do the thing. It doesn't have to be, again, you don't have to be the planner of all of the things, but adding something to where it's not just like everyone putting on a production for your performance. That is, again, life and wonderful and all of these things. But yeah,
look, they're getting that mutable square. So you're getting a little, we're just trying to understand our mutables at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of, then
next day on the 25th,
literally another square.
Yeah, that's square to Saturn again from Mars. So I think again, that's that like, okay, now like let's slow it down a little bit. Let's consider others. Consider what else is going on. Consider where everyone else is, and just not steamroll, I think, so much.
Thank you for listening to our free episodes of What's Your Sign. Since you're into us, we'd love if you'd support us. Help support What's Your Sign by going to patreon.com/whatsyoursignpodcast.
For about the same price of buying us a cup of coffee that we split three ways, your financial support helps us create this podcast, and supporting us on Patreon will get you bonus episodes, access to our Discord, and other great perks.
Plus, you will truly have a sense of pride knowing that you have directly contributed to making this podcast possible. If What's Your Sign has improved your life, it's taught you something, it's added value, then please consider joining us on Patreon. Even though this is a ton of fun to do, it doesn't mean it's not work. And your contribution really helps make that work possible. We love making this show and we want to keep doing it as much and as often as possible. And we can't do that without your help. Help keep us indie and help keep us putting out the episodes you look forward to every Monday.
If now is not the right time to join, no sweat. There's other ways to support us. Follow us on social media at What's Your Sign Podcast on Instagram. Make sure to turn our post notifications on. Check us out on Twitter at What's YR Sign _ pod. And yeah, we're on TikTok at What's Your Sign Podcast. The link to join our Patreon and all the links to our social media accounts are in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support. We'll see you over on our Patreon.
A diamond has long been a symbol of commitment, love, and trust. Isn't it time the diamond industry showed us the same values behind the scenes? Clean Origin is leading the engagement ring industry toward a brighter future, designing elegant lab-grown diamond fine jewelry that never compromises our values. A brand that doesn't just talk the talk, but one that was founded to make a difference, to offer a more environmentally friendly, conflict-free, and price-accessible choice without any compromises on quality.
Lab diamonds are grown in a lab using cutting-edge technology that replicates the process of natural diamonds. A lab-grown diamond is chemically, physically, and visually identical to a mined diamond without the adverse effects of traditional diamond mining. And for a price of up to 10 times less, we don't know why you'd choose anything else.
You know, I'm a Sag. I'm always going to say bigger is better. And with these prices, 3 carats is the new 1 carat, baby. Go big. Honestly, 5 carats is the new 3 carats if you really want to go there.
You all know that we know a thing or two about engagement rings. And these Clean Origin rings are simply stunning, classic designs, and for a fraction of the price. From the color of your metal to the center stone and setting, you'll be able to customize every aspect of this very important lifetime piece of jewelry. Whether you're looking for an engagement ring or tennis bracelet or diamond stud earrings, Clean Origin has beautiful diamond jewelry that you'll be wearing forever.
You can use code What's Your Sign for $100 off all orders over $1,000. That's $100 off all orders over $1,000.
Go to cleanorigin.com and use our code What's Your Sign at checkout for $100 off of your order of $1,000 or more.
Use our promo code What's Your Sign, all spelled out. Check out Clean Origin today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe energy could be. I mean, obviously with Thanksgiving, that seems very on brand for maybe energy being kind of low as well. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you thought you're going to get more like, oh, I'll just do Thanksgiving and get back to it. And it's like, should keep me, you know, keep going with the slow roll, like the non-steamrolling.
It's very like I'm getting sick of leftovers energy, I feel mm-hmm. like. Mm-hmm. And, well, like at that first day that you're like, all right, what are we gonna do with the rest of this turkey now or whatever? It's that like Saturday.
Yeah, I and think then, and it's building up to that full moon in a couple days too. Yeah. So it really feels all, you know, like very extra sleepy, slow, again, subdued Sag start, which is fine.
I think it too, it just to me is this like, okay, we can't just like blow past the details that we don't like.
Yeah,
either is another kind of like we can create a narrative around something, or we could slow down and sit with it and feel what it feels like to feel a little more restless, a little more inhibited, and what comes up, and then how do we actually make like a more cohesive, nuanced, fuller picture emerge when we sit a little bit longer. And I think that that's what this full moon too will bring about on the 27th. We'll obviously talk more in depth about the moon on our Patreon, so join us over there. What's your sign? Patreon.com/What's Your Sign Podcast, where yes. We talk about the new and full moon every month in bonus episodes, among other things. But on that day, we have a Mercury and Sag square to Neptune. And I think, again, that's like a calling into question beliefs and philosophies, and that can be a moment of kind of feeling disillusioned or confused or feeling pulled over. But I think it also could be a moment for contemplation and for thinking and for interrogating our own ideas about things, letting some information maybe change our mind some. I know it's Neptune, so that feels confusing, not necessarily the best one for like making declarations or anything like that, but I think in the context of these squares, mm-hmm. yeah, again, a slowdown and a really reflective time.
I think Pisces can be like where you came from too and stuff. And I think oftentimes when we see family or even if we just have a quick call or something like that, it does remind you like of something of where you came from. And that can be good or bad. You know, sometimes you learn something where you're like, oh, that's why I have that like weird bias about this topic. Or you learn something where you're like, oh, like I never noticed that my mom really is like a, she's always cleaning up after everyone. And like, now I do that. So, you know, both ways could go both ways.
Yeah. All the, you know, coming off the, you know, mutable full moon too. Like it's, I think it's like, if you don't know what you want in, which is may also make sense for a full moon, it also can be like what you don't want or where you want to redirect the energy or, you know, that kind of check into with these particular group of planets.
Yeah. On December 1st, Mercury moves into Capricorn.
Which is the shadow started on November 25th. So we're gearing up for Mercury retrograde to come in the coming days. We'll get
Which I think again fits with that square to Saturn with the, you know, Mercury going in and out of Cap and Sag and these kind of like, you know, gas breaks. I hate to use that analogy, but it does feel that way of like, you know, we're making movement forward, but we can't maybe go as fast as we want to, which is probably a good thing.
And that reminder of structures of cognition and planning and stuff. I think, again, the holidays being all close together towards the end of the year and having time off and trying to organize, like, whose family thing are we going to go to? What friend's house? What thing? Blah, blah, blah. I got to get so-and-so their gift. All of that kind of cognition and planning can be, like, super draining, I think, too. And I think with Mercury and Capricorn, we want to have, like, all the structures in place, all of the everything. I want to make sure that my car tires are, like, you know, right, the right, what do you call it? Inflated level?
Air pressure.
Thank you.
Is that, I don't even know that, right?
Yes,
tire pressure,
right.
Tire pressure.
But, you know, and they have enough tread and, like, making sure that we have everything we need to get through the winter, kind of. That can be really stressful, too, so.
Yeah, it's big. It's big, like, can in the tomato kind of Mercury Capricorn. It's really preparing, too.
That's making me think of like how can we still make these things like fun but responsible fun or whatever, like not boring and not that, but it's like it's not at the expense of a thing. It's just like a necessary whatever. It doesn't have to totally, it can like slow down that fire, but not, it doesn't have to, and it doesn't mean that we don't also like want that enthusiasm there. Invite a friend with you to go get your tires checked or whatever. I don't know, like the something. These are still
doing responsible things with your friends.
Yes, it doesn't mean, again, I think that's maybe a on December 2nd.
It's very aided the next day with this with what you're just about to reference.
Yeah, on December 2nd we get a sextile from Mercury to Saturn. Mercury at 1 degree and 12 minutes of Capricorn, sextiling Saturn at 1 degree and 12 minutes of Pisces. 7:27 a.m. So I'm like, there's ways we can do this kind of stuff and be realistic about needs, wants, all of this.
Actionable items too. Like, I know we mentioned maybe Sag goes along for the ride, but since it's a little more subdued Sag season, maybe it is making the plan, Sag, or letting people know, you know, I really wanted to go to this thing with you. Maybe we Uber together. It's like, I think if everything feels like it's been clunky, like this, I don't know. I like Pisces in sextiling Cap. Like, they're kind of like a funky pair, but I think that they would really work with like Pisces, like vision and carefreeness with Capricorn's like application. It seems like you could actually get a lot of really fun, cool stuff done.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun movie pairing, you know?
Yes.
This like music like person and then the more like structured like jock person, and they meet each other somehow.
Yeah.
Have to work on a school project together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very like Breakfast Club. Like, we shouldn't be lovers, but it somehow works.
But it does work. On December 3rd, we have a Venus square to Pluto. Venus at 28 degrees and 34 minutes of Libra, squaring Pluto at 28 degrees and 34 minutes of Capricorn at 5:29 a.m. I like it. not actually, because I think, you know, that can be a little scary just with Pluto and squares, the tension. I don't think it's necessarily not fraught. But I think in this context of maybe doing things a different way, the transformative potential of Pluto is always nice to me. And I think with Venus in domicile, there is potential for resolutions of sort.
Venus squares. I always find that during them, I find I value rules in a different way, or like I have my boundaries that they feel really clear to me. That doesn't mean that no one's pushing them, because usually that's when things clarify a little bit. But yeah, I think this is getting back into the unfortunate like groove a little bit from in between holiday time and getting set in your routine again. If you've like been forgetting your retainer or your, you know, whatever you do to clean your ears out, I don't know, but it's like this around this kind of like, oh, I just noticed my breath really smells. I need to like get back on my teeth brushing routine or whatever you're. It's not always a pleasant way that you figure it out, but
I think the Pluto stuff, this is from astrology.com's, like it mentioned like jealousy, which I think is a good reminder with like that Pluto Venus stuff of like really wanting it bad, right? And like sinking in. And it is, you know, spoiler alert, our last day with Venus in Libra that day. So I think that square to Pluto too, since it is with the very relational Libra, can maybe be like, I said I need a date night each week, or like I've said, like I want maybe these agreements and partnerships that like is like, no, like literally, like, do we need to make a like, do you need me to put this in your calendar?
Contract.
Do you need like a literal reminder? Yeah, do you need like a literal contract reminder of the things that we agreed to do together? So yeah, this could be also with work too stuff. So like, I don't just like a Venus square Pluto, because I feel like they're like usually very necessary.
Well, there's something to me like very dignified about these two also in these cardinal signs. And so there also feels something like, you know, law stuff. I know that there are several prominent lawsuits happening in the news that maybe we'll get some news around. We're recording this, you know, in advance. And so this might be very outdated, what I'm referring to, but
I think there will still be lawsuits.
Yes,
if I know one thing about our country,
there absolutely will be. But there's something about like, I don't know, this is the like person standing strong in their being gracious under attack or under these things or under someone obviously being, you know, being awful to them. And I think because it's like Venus and Pluto, it feels very like, you know, a woman being really, really cool with like a man saying something awful to her or something like that, where it's like, that's not, like you said, of the boundaries. It's not pushing someone's boundaries, but also the way that someone kind of holds their own and responds in a way that inspires us and makes us go like, oh yeah, that person is so clearly out of line. That kind of energy. As you mentioned, the next day on December 4th, Venus moves into Scorpio at 10:51 a.m., which I feel like is this a little bit of an anchor on this Sag season, not in a bad way, but in a like we're not glossing over stuff kind of way. We're maintaining enthusiasm and all of this, but we're going to like attach it to things. This Sag is not free. Like, it's not free willing and burning. This is a controlled burn. And again, we're gonna like need that Sag fire, and we need to respect it and be using it, but we do need to wield it for something. It's not, and it's not just popping off and being hilarious. Let's like put it to work a little bit.
Yeah. I love Venus and Scorpio. I mean, it can be intense, but that's what you're signing up for.
Yeah.
It's a hot one. I think too, back like sexuality too, just feeling that like whatever it is you need to feel like good in your body, in the bedroom with other. Yeah. It's like wanting, wanting mm-hmm. to feel wanted and having it very in this Scorpio reciprocal way. And, you know, getting positivity from Saturn in the mix with some more water back in the sky.
Yeah. Once again, I mean, everything, I guess this makes sense. Again, it's like you said, Lisa, where it's like everything goes in order, but you are still just like, damn, it really does though. Every ingress is going to meet with Saturn. And so this ingress is no different. On the 5th, we get a Venus trine to Saturn at 1 degree and 22 minutes of Scorpio and Pisces respectively. And I like this. I like this as well in terms of that, like, I don't know, building, making space for that intensity and that wanting and that, like, actually we don't have to keep things. I feel like that, like, Venus-Pluto square is transformative, but in a way where it's like, here's how the status quo kinds of things have been. And I think that move of Venus into Scorpio and then trining Saturn to me is like, yeah, what if we built this into our structures and systems and boundaries and things like that? What if this wasn't a thing that was like a fluke? This is a thing that we account for and we support and nurture and nourish.
Yeah. I mean, Saturn it's never going back to Aquarius. I mean, it will eventually, but not in this session, and it's been edging these early degrees. So yeah, these ingresses do hit with Saturn check-in every time. So even though it's like not surprising, it's still like, whoa, like you were saying.
It also feels like people saying like, oh, that thing that happened on the 3rd, this is how that actually makes me. Here's all the times that I have been in that situation, and here's how I really felt about a thing. It feels very like Me Too, not in the actual circumstances, but that thing of going like, oh, actually, here's this thing that we've been kind of holding and keeping to ourselves. And here's how much with that Saturn trine too. It's like, oh, no, not only is this a shared experience, it's built into everything too. And these kinds of things being, I don't know, not necessarily like revealed, but maybe because on the 6th, Neptune stations direct. And that to me is also a kind of like clearing of fog in a certain extent. It's still at that same place, but it could be some information being confirmed or revealed or something in that. And
at some point in that the moon opposes Neptune as well. So I think, you know, definitely that kind of, I wonder why, I don't know. I guess it can be foggy on feeling too, but even just having that feeling and knowing, I don't want to do that. It doesn't have to, you don't have to know because it reminds me of this person and then I don't want to do it without them. You don't have to know that part. You can just know, I don't want to do it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I think those emotions being something that are like instinct kind of moon things being something that we follow a little bit more closely around this day right before the station.
This is just for folks in the comments later. I always just wonder though, is Neptune retrograde? Neptune's the fog. Is retrograde foggier fog or less fog?
I think it's an internal fog. I think that's like what all of the outer planets retrograde are like, it's not clouding up world issues. It's clouding up like your mental processes. And it's probably because you've been seeing it be cloudy so much in world issues and on the news and on the radio. And then you go like, oh, do I know how I feel about this thing? Like, it's a reflection. I don't know if that makes sense. That's what I think.
I think of it as like, not necessarily more or less, but like I'm thinking of fog in the context of like driving through fog. And first, sometimes it's just like a patch of it and you're like, oh, okay, it's gonna like clear up. But then when you go like, oh no, like the whole drive is gonna be like this, there is a way that you drive through fog that you can gain a sense of like where you're at and of your surroundings, but you can't look at anything else that's happening. You're not like enjoying the view. You're just like eyes on the fucking road. And so it kind of is like, I don't know if it's, to me, it's not like fog clearing. It's more like, okay, I know how to drive through
adjusting
this.
To it.
Yeah. And then it's like, when, to me, it's getting out of it going like, holy shit, I didn't look, I hadn't turned my head for hours. I'm gripping the steering wheel, arriving at your destination and being like, thank God we got here. But man, that was a like wild drive. I don't want to do that again.
Fog. And then
on December 7th,
Mercury.
Yeah, we get a trine to Jupiter, Mercury and Capricorn. It's still direct, but we're
days away.
Getting close. Mercury will trine Jupiter at 6 degrees of Capricorn and Taurus, respectively. Again, we just started getting so much like earthy support.
Mm-hmm.
Which
it's actually putting like the idea into a reality, like the pen to paper, like get it out of like the headspace and into like a physical. That's why I think of with earth signs, it's like stuff you can see and touch. And there's like, maybe if it's not the finished product, it's at least like the concept of how the finished product will be. So with Mercury sort of stuff. So it's like getting to the drawing board.
Yeah. I think thinking about that Sag energy is like that great idea. Actually respecting the idea to enlist help from people to make it happen. You don't have to be, again, like the one thing, but let's see what happens when you actually like require things to coalesce around the big picture, around the big ideas. And I think this is like a support of that, where it's like, look, this like got done. Maybe you had an idea for like a charity event or something like that, and you get sponsors that come through that day or something like that. Oh, these people actually want to join forces, or this sort of, you know, that sort of energy to me with that Mercury trine to Jupiter in Earth signs.
Yes.
On the 9th of December, we have a Venus opposite Jupiter. Venus at 6 degrees of Scorpio, opposite Jupiter at 6 degrees. And 20 minutes of Taurus.
Venus is ruled by Taurus too, so I feel like despite the opposition, it's like these two know how we talk to each other or whatever. It's like, yeah, maybe meeting a acquaintance that disagrees with you on something, but you know how the flow goes, or I don't know, something, there's something familiar and comforting in that.
You know, we need a character like this in the holiday movie that says like, well, you've never done this before. You say that every time. This is just another one of your big ideas that we're not going to see through. You know what I mean? There's something like the bringing up the past of that Venus in Scorpio opposing Jupiter and Taurus, of, you know, wanting to make things maybe bigger and take it to another place, than it being like, you can't, you'll never do that. No one's ever figured that out or whatever.
It feels like Venus wanting the like quality time versus maybe the Jupiter Taurus like gift and fancy and like, I don't know, like when Venus and Jupiter are far away, I feel like the benefics maybe want different things too. So also maybe checking in on like, if, especially if it's relationship-y, like what does the other person want? Like, is it just the time or is it the money? And maybe it's both, knowing Taurus and Scorpio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Great cue. On the December 11th, we get a Mercury sextile to Venus, Mercury at 8 degrees and 18 minutes of Capricorn sextiling Venus at 8 degrees and 18 minutes of Scorpio. That feels like the resolution of this thing of like you just said what you wanted and now I can give it to you or whatever. Here's the date night. Here's the invitation to be this. Here's the committee that we want you on.
It literally feels like no notes, like Mercury and Scorpio, like a green and Venus and Mercury is like, no notes, you nailed it. Or like if there are notes to give, maybe like to the point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next day, we get a new moon in Sag, which, of course, again, we will discuss at length on our Patreon. Join us over there. But of note, in this context, this is also the same day that Mercury stations retrograde at 8 degrees and 29 minutes of Capricorn at 11:09 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. As we mentioned, we've been in the shadow. This is when the station actually occurs. And I do think at that 8 degree after that sextile to Venus, is like remembering the not no notes, but like
too many notes.
No, I think it's like remembering how this process worked best and having the discipline to see that through, to like remember that there where it was like, here's how we problem solved. Here's how this sort of thing worked. Let's apply that to the rest of the retrograde. And see how that works out. That might be our like overall revision that we're doing for this season and seeing what unfolds when we go like, oh, this worked so well here. Can this work like that everywhere else?
Yeah. And we'll have a full episode on this Mercury retrograde coming out closer to this date.
Yes.
But it is starting in Cap and moving back into Sag too. So a lot of Cap Sag themes that will be uncovered during this Mercury retrograde time.
And I think in this subdued Sag season mold, it does feel like, okay, we're going to go back to the drawing board a little bit, review and revise our philosophies after we've kind of tested them out some.
Yeah.
And then go from there and kind of come back with maybe a renewed and a reinvigorated sense of what's possible, what we believe, what we feel, what we want to do, how we want to direct this energy. On the 15th of December, we get a Mars trine to Chiron, which, you know, I think can be, after this Mercury station could, might be a little like, I don't want to say demoralizing, but we could, can, if we want to like create a story about why we're right or why our thing actually isn't going to work, whichever one you're more inclined to kind of do. But I think it also could be a place where we find some healing in a way of like, I don't know, standing up for ourselves in a new way or embracing our kind of like our faults or something, being like, okay, I'm this thing. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to let my freak flag fly instead of being ashamed of this thing. It's going to be a very kind of like, I don't know, outward something. It feels like, or like burning it away.
Yeah. I mean, I, you know, Chiron, we can just learn a lot of lessons from it. And I think instead of running, if we explore it, there's just like so much, usually good that can come from that, even if it like hurts or stings a little bit.
I think it's also a good day to look out for like playing through the pain kind of thing, because I think that sometimes we get, you know, fake energy from different adrenaline or different stress, and then playing through the pain can just make your hurt like worse. So identifying it, being able to like, it's okay to walk it off, you know, but don't like, if you know what's hurting, like take the break, take the rest if you need it.
There still is like an injury there that you have to be gentle with after the game.
Yeah. And it's okay. It's okay if you can play, you know, and it, you're a little, but just be mindful of it.
Yeah.
I think that's very appropriate, because the next day we get a sun square to Neptune, sun at 24 degrees and 55 minutes of Sagittarius squaring Neptune, now direct at 24 degrees and 55 minutes of Pisces. And I think that coming on the heels of that Mars trine Chiron, it is that either like you know, inability to maybe delude yourself any longer about something that has hurt you, or going, oh, if I can free myself from this, where else have I been deceiving
shackled
myself?
Yeah.
Yes. What else is maybe, you know, obscuring my sunshine that I might not have been aware of? Or again, I think that goes with both of them, whether that's either because you are in extreme pain or because you relieved some pain.
Yeah. And then
on the 18th,
Jupiter Mercury trine.
Yes, on the 18th, Mercury now retrograde will trine Jupiter again at 5 degrees of Capricorn and Taurus, respectively, 5 degrees and 51 minutes. So again, I think on the coming after that Neptune square too, this is like, oh, okay, how do I then actually do something? What kind of like support does this need now that I have this realization? Is this a conversation that needs to be had? Is this a new practice, a new habit that we're building in our own life? Is this a doctor's appointment we go to? Is this, you know, like, is this the going like, oh, this feels like a finally admitting you need classes or something like that sort of.
Yeah. Gosh. It feels like getting the notes, like if on, you know, pre Mercury retrograde on that other trine Jupiter time, you maybe submitted something. This might be the time to like revise, review, like, you know, maybe like go to that trusted thing, person, whatever that, you know, that will make it as big as possible. And am I having to be do more work? Like, mm-hmm. Nothing we make is usually ready on the first go.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have to sometimes just, it's like being an early art student. It's like, you're going to make so much bad art in the beginning. Like, you can't avoid making bad art. That's just how it goes.
But it does feel like there's a way to go like, oh, here's the, I thought this was the problem, but maybe mm-hmm. this is the thing. So this is the kind of, you know, therapy help I need to talk this through. Here's where this is coming from. Maybe I need help with this. I need to focus here. I need systems. I need a to-do list for, you know, fixing, mm-hmm. renovate. The plumbing issue is coming from the kitchen, not the bathroom. So now I know where to do the supply run.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then on the 20th, we have a Venus opposing Uranus. Venus at 19 degrees and 39 minutes of Scorpio, opposing Uranus at 19 degrees, 39 minutes of Taurus.
Mm. I mean, not to be that person, but it feels like, I mean, there's always somebody that gets broken up with during the holidays. Like, hopefully they don't do it on Christmas. I can see it being more mm-hmm. like a this day. Like, you know, like, fuck it, I'm not going to see your fucking family. Like, it's over. You know, there's lots of you listening, so it might not be you, but it could be one of you. So
knowing it's over and mm-hmm. not freaking up.
Even worse, actually.
Waiting until after Christmas, like some people in the chat room have done. I won't name names. Mm-hmm. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do think there is like a, it can be internal too. I don't think it has to be. Mm-hmm. It might be external too, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, the opposition can feel very like, I remember I had a friend once, like she told me a story. She was like doing laundry one day, like, and it was like one of her partner's laundry. And then she was like, I'm gonna have to break up with this guy someday, aren't I? And then let's went back to doing laundry. You know, it was like, noted. I know mm-hmm. come, but when will I? And I think you know, holidays just stirs that up. And I don't know, maybe it is a relational thing. Maybe it's the Uranus Taurus of it all. And also, just it historically happens a lot of the time. Like, the holidays just bring it out.
Totally, tons of people getting engaged and like feeling the retrograde-y internally. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I wanted that.
Yeah, true. Person, on the flip,
person never provided that for me, and I don't know. It kind mm-hmm. of there is
surprise
kind of
surprise engagement would be. I can see that too.
And also, it's comparing yourself to seeing those things. Like mm-hmm. you know, you see a bunch of people on Instagram and going like, oh well, like no, this person never cared about me enough to blah 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 blah. I didn't mm-hmm. get that. I don't think I got that gift I wanted, or you know, like coming. Mm-hmm. To, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. Big. So this could be bubbling up around the 20th. So, and it's also Mercury retrograde. So like, we're thinking about a lot of the reflection-y stuff.
I think, yeah, noticing it also just feels like what isn't, it's like getting a gift that's like the wrong, not wrong gift, but being like, oh, I thought this was a thing that I wanted that I actually don't want anymore. Isn't important to me. Isn't what I thought.
This is a capitalism time right now. Mm-hmm. This is a compare yourself to your friends. Yeah. Like, this is a tough, just socially time of like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on our final day of Sag season, the 21st of December, we have a Mercury sextile to Saturn. If you can believe it, she's retrograded. I should say they've retrograded back to 2 degrees and 23 minutes of Capricorn to sextile again. And I like that this like Saturn progression happens. It's like 0, 1, 2. Again, I know that's how just numbers work, but it's just really beautiful to
still
see
hits
it
every time.
And I think that it's not a mistake that this is happening in Sag, in subdued Sag season, where we are able to make these connections. This is how you like build, you know, the syllabus of a class or something like that goes like, you learn this and then you get tested on this thing. And then you learn this and you get tested on this thing. And this feels appropriate to that, where it's like, once again, we're going to have a Mercury sextile to Saturn, kind of reminding us what, where are things working? Where are things not? What, how are our thoughts and words and communications like supporting our structures? So to speak, or how are, or how is restraining those things helping? What's the status sort of thing? And how can we adjust? How do we need to adjust to? And then later on that day, that happens at 4:33 a.m. And then at 7:27 p.m., the sun leaves Sagittarius and moves into Capricorn.
It feels like a quite the baton handoff, especially, you know, before we enter a Saturn sun season. So that's and- Sag, baby.
And two more holidays and more to do. So,
or you don't have to do any of it. I feel like you that's also been the subdued Sag. It's
you
like
you will feel like you have to, but you don't have to.
You don't have to do what you like. Choose your own adventure. Very Sag. Especially like some shit just might be. There's so many great excuses as life goes on of like shit might just be too expensive, or there's too much to do, or there's too much time crunch. So I think. Just slow your roll. That's it. That's all I got for the Sag. I think we should be very nice to ourselves for the rest of the year, because it is, we've had a lot of action previously in Scorpio season, and now it feels like the repercussions of a lot of like charged astro energy. So like
I'm gonna take it a step further and say be nice to other people too. This is a hard time of year for people, and not everyone's gonna be on their best behavior. So why don't you be the one that is?
And if we're all nice to ourselves, it can be contagious sometimes too. Like just don't be a dick. Do no harm.
Well, if you're being nice to yourself and you're being nice to other people, then when someone isn't being nice, it's a lot easier to go, that's them. And wow, you sound like you could use someone being nice to you for a change. You know, that like not taking it as personally, which I think is a good use of that Sag energy to use it to be a little bit not above, but to blow past it.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
happy Sag season, everybody. Enjoy the ride.
Giddy up.
We'll see you next time.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to What's Your Sign. Please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love this podcast, please support us. Check us out on Patreon at patreon.com/whatsyoursignpodcast. The link to support us is in the show notes.
Follow us on Instagram at What's Your Sign Podcast, on Twitter at @YR_pod, and TikTok at What's Your Sign Podcast. For business opportunities, advertising, or commission readings, email us whatsyoursignpodcast@gmail.com.
WYS is produced by Julia Loken, Stevie Anderson, and Lisa Chenu. Artwork by Alexa Vicious, and theme song by Honor Nezzo.